Welcome to this week's Leader's Guide for the Winter Quarter of Life Groups. This resource is provided to help you prepare and effectively lead your group. For your convenience, you can also download a written version of this guide under Leader Tools at northcoastchurch.com/groups. So let's join Pastor Dave Enns now as he introduces this week's material.
Hello, leaders, and welcome to the first week of Life Groups for the year 2021. And here we go, isn't it? Continues to be a crazy, crazy time. 2020 is all done, and here we go. So we don't know exactly where everything is going in our world, right? But we know that God continues to be at work. And again, we as a church staff and myself and our team are so thankful for the role that you play and continue to keep the door open to the church, the door open to relationships as you are gathering together. So thanks, leaders and hosts, if you're listening in this week with that. We have three kinds of groups as we continue, and you're going to fall in one of these three categories, right? There are online groups, there's hybrid groups that do a combination of both, and there are in-person groups that are meeting outside. So that is what we have going on, but we also know things are changing. My group is a hybrid group, and we will be meeting online this week totally just because the spiking is so high. And so again, you want to continue to be flexible with all that's going on with your people and understanding as all of this affects people in so many different ways. So again, leaders, thank you for flexing. Thank you for the different kinds of groups that we're offering in the midst of that so we can gather people together so they can be committed to one another, committed to our God, but receive the encouragement that it needs, that we need to live life, because all the quarantine stuff is so crazy. And again, at one moment, I know people that say, hey, this isn't affecting me, and they're not highly concerned, and suddenly they've got a loved one that falls sick, and or it affects someone with immune issues. And so, again, that flexibility is such an important piece. So we ask also that all groups remain online capable, because even if you are an in-person group and you say, hey, we're not going to do online, we'll take a week off, you know, if things are spiking or whatever, to be safe, we get that. But if all of a sudden that extends for a long time, you may say, wait a minute, what's going on? We need to connect, because we know that connection is so important. So do that. Also, if you are saying, is this online thing really working? It is working marvelously. We have got people come and saying, I can't believe the difference it is making to how I've been able to stay connected in the midst of that. And there's a couple quick things, like if you have to go that direction or if you're struggling a little bit, reminders on how to make that online experience work. And one is, no meetings should be over 75 minutes if you're meeting online. We've got to be way shorter than normal. It might be more like 45 minutes for that matter, but screen time is totally different. The other one is, do breakout rooms. Now, you've got to practice that a little bit ahead of time. You go, well, David, that's hard, that's difficult. You can do it. We'll coach you up, and we have videos that will show you how to do that also. But that connection piece, doing that, I know for my group, for all the staff meetings I'm doing now, we're doing that constantly because it helps interaction really jump up and to be able to do that. And you'll hear as we go through Leader Guide, we'll talk about different ways to do that, whether you're meeting with your group in person or online, but coaching you through that. And then the other thing is a reminder on what to do is coach people on how to interact on and engage on the Zoom meetings or the online meetings. Because we got to give people permission. And I've done this with my group. Hey, guys, let's practice this. Speak up. Be expressive. Do that. Again, it really helps us. I've seen it helped in so many settings with that. You go, Dave, well, that sounds like, you know, first grade, second grade. Well, some of us are first graders and second graders in figuring out how to communicate. But I found when you coach and give people the permission to do that, it really helps. So again, shorten the meetings, use breakouts. In fact, I would say you want to use a breakout at some level every meeting, because that's really going to up your interaction. And then continue to coach your people on how to engage on that. Okay, well, it is the first meeting, as always, and is it potluck week? Well, no, we're in the middle of COVID, so you don't want to be doing that. In fact, that's you may choose to do no food at all. There's options there. Again, you may want to do a virtual potluck. If you're online, you can do that. And again, by the guidelines the state's given us in the midst of that is that no sharing food is not a, sharing food is not a thing in these days. So again, you can read through all that. It's a lot of the same stuff we went over in the fall. I don't want to spend all the time going over those details. But the first night, the first meeting, first day, whenever you meet, is such a key time to get reacquainted. So again, we've shortened the homework as always to be able to dive into that and really to checking in to see, hey, where are people at? Again, Chris set us up really well if you want to dive into the sermon a little bit more. But really what you want to do is come together. Hey, where are we headed? What do we want to get out of our time together? And here's how to do it by going over the life group commitment, which we used to call it the life group covenant. So I'm going to take us through that, and we've got some fun questions to start as we go. And again, if you've got anybody new in your group, contact them right away. We're having 50 people sign up a day right now. That's what it's been looking like. And so we will be adding people these next couple weeks. So again, we won't slam someone in your group. If you've got openings, we'll contact you and see if that's an option for you there. So got a list of things that you want to have ready. Again, you can go through that on your leader's guide list. And then also the whole thing, we're not in a voting season. But just a reminder that we don't want politics to become part of your group. Of course, we want Christians to process that, be engaged in that, but we don't want that to become a group because people come from so many different political affiliations, and we just want to keep focus on the gospel. What does it mean to follow Jesus in how we live and out our life? All right, so here we go, getting to know you. First question, tell us a little bit about yourself. Hey, have fun with those questions. There's a fun three great questions to start with. What's the first career you dreamed of as having as a kid? If you could take a week off from your regular life to immerse yourself in learning something new, what would it be? So again, I would add to that, hey, no cost involved. What would it be for 1 week? So you can have a fun discussion there. And if you had to change your first name, what would you change it to? That's just kind of a fun one. And so have fun with those. Hear from everybody on those questions. And then you've got the question that follows. So you might want to have everybody respond to those. And then focus on this second question there in that section. It says, no matter what we face, God is alive and well, wanting us to experience his love, grace, and purpose. What are one or two things you're looking forward to in 2021? So find out what that is. And again, we want to stay positive on what God has for us. But that will set you up then to transition into the looking ahead section or the digging deeper if you have time for it. You might use most of your time in those first few questions there, especially if you're having a potluck or doing a virtual dinner together. You could discuss those questions while you're eating, possibly, depending on how people eat and how you want your group to go that way. But you can transition then right into the looking ahead section or going to the digging deeper, which will actually build your responses to that. Okay, we have two digging deeper questions, and again, as mentioned, you may or may not have time to look at these. I would encourage you as leaders to dive into those just for your own self, and that may help you flow and go, wait, we do want to pull these in, as these were both passages that Chris mentioned at the end of his message but didn't have time to dig into, so this gives your group a chance to do this. Here's another way to do it differently as opposed to just everyone reading the question and going through it is you could divide into smaller groups if you're in person, or if you're online, this would be your chance to do breakout rooms. If you've got couples. You could put two couples together or even three and doing that. And then they come back and then they can kind of set, you'll see how it'll set up your answers for even the looking ahead section. Question one is the enemy wants to do all he can to distort how we live out who we are and how we've defined success. He wants to keep us off aim so we miss how God wants to work in us and through us in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. As we heard this weekend, the Apostle Paul helped the Philippians keep their aim in the midst of life's challenges. As you read Philippians 4, 4 through 8, circle three things that catch your attention and will help you find your aim in 2021. It's an awesome passage. We've looked at this before. I've looked at it many times through my life. It could be a great way, again, to set that up. And then two is, as followers of Jesus, the Holy Spirit's changing us from the inside out. Galatians 5, 22 through 23 reveals to us the fruit of the Spirit. As you read over this list, are there any you have seen God grow in your life? Is there any one you find more challenging than others? So again, that could have a big discussion there with your people and in those in your group. So that can set you up. And again, as I move into this looking ahead section, you'll see how that all fits together if you so choose to go in that direction. Okay, so here's where the looking ahead section takes us. Whether your group is meeting online or in person, God is at work as you connect, care for one another, and encourage each other to follow Him and live out His word. What are you looking forward to in your life group this quarter? And again, this can be the same question or actually it is the same question, but a similar response to what people say every year. But it's always important to reaffirm and reestablish that vision for why are we here, what do we want to do, and how are we going to gather together. Then you can add this next sub-question here. Looking back at the fruit of the Spirit listed in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, which one or two would you like to see God sustain or grow in you this next quarter? So it was set up in the digging deeper section, so if you don't have time or if you do break into that smaller group section, you can pull it into here. And I think this is a great way, again, to not just go, here's what I want to do or be this next when out of the time in the quarter, but here's some things I want to see let God work in my life. And this is this whole fruit of the Spirit idea there. Now, when people share the response to this, I encourage you to write it down, get everybody's list, and make that the prayer list for everybody, their own individual prayer list for your group. Hey guys, if you want to know how to pray for a group this week, here's the five things, or here's the one thing that everybody said, hey, I want to continue to let God work, Spirit work in me in this area. Because when we get more hope, we get more patience, whatever those different fruits are, that's God's Spirit working in us. And that is what makes who God is attractive, no matter what the situation. Love, hope, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness. When that flows out and when life is hitting everywhere, people ask, and life's hitting hard, we go, wait, what is that about? Well, it's about God's Spirit working in us. So a great way to set up your time with your group there. And then we have the extra question there at the end. Is there any specific you need prayer for? Is there any focus you'd like to have in order to grow this next quarter? So again, we want to free that up for people to share, but also to share prayer requests of issues. Because again, life is just, our normal is not normal in the not normal world right now. And so again, there are, the whole quarantine and isolation thing is hitting people bigger, and oftentimes we don't realize more than we think. So leaders, just be aware of that and know that we are here to also to help coach you through that. Now, this is your chance also go, hey guys, this is great stuff. Let's just take this and review real quick again what our group is about as we look at the life group commitment, which we used to call the covenant. You've got those in your packets that you were sent. You can look at them online. If your group has been meeting for a long, long time, you've gone over this many times, I still pull it out, but then I might refer just to a few of those things. And again, you can see it on the back of your homework. It talks about why do we come together? We come together to share with what life is going on. We come to study, to dive into God's word. That keeps us headed in the right direction. We come to support each other as life hits. We want to encourage, listen, and care for one another. And we want to serve one another as we do that, as we care for one another and come alongside. We want to also serve our God. It's not just about us and our holy huddle. It's about we gather together, as again, what Chris was saying, we're here to do ministry. When we want to reach people for Jesus, and when we live out that fruit of the Spirit, it's such a key in how, in giving them a true picture of the character of God. So from there, then you can see on your life group commitment form, it talks about five marks of a healthy group. So again, I mentioned this with my group and I go, hey guys, what we're all about is so we can really hear each other. We all want to put into action those things that we want out of our group. So how do we do that? Well, we want to continue to make spiritual growth our priority. We're going to go on tangents at times in our conversations, but I'm going to need to bring us back at times as a leader to do that. Are you guys with me? And I try to like get everybody to agree and accept one another. We all have differences. We have differences in the way we parent, the way we, what we're into, all those different pieces, obviously the politics and all that. That's why we've said stay away from that. With all those different things, we want to focus on what those things are most important, our character of who God calls us to be and what that means to love on and care for each other. We want to take care of one another, be the third thing. Hey, when something happens, we want to know. So let us know. We want to make sure we have time. And then we want to treat each other with respect here. We want to make sure we hear from everybody every time we meet. And leaders, that is what we call a successful meeting. You've heard us say it over and over again. I'm not going to stop saying that because the enemy, it's such a subtle thing that the enemy wants to make sure some people aren't being heard of or the dominators are taken care of. And that's for yourself as a leader to help control that. So this commitment helps set that up. So, hey, we want to listen from everyone. We want to hear what everybody else has to say. And there's nothing worse when other conversations happen. And we know that's going to happen at times, but then we need to, you're not doing that intentionally, but we need to be able to remind each other. We don't want to give advice unless people are asking for it. It's nothing worse than saying, well, here's what you should do. It's like we're waiting for that. Doesn't mean we can't ask questions from people, but we're not here to dive in and give advice to everyone. And some of us have the gift of gab, and you got it, also known as a dominator. You've got to give time. And no gossip prayers. And, look at what this person did while we're praying for them. It's like, well, no, wait a minute. What is gossip? Gossip is what I'm sharing constructive and able to help minister or deal with this situation appropriately. So, and again, when I've had that stuff pop up, I go, hey, wait a minute, I'm not feeling comfortable with that. And so why? I go, I kind of feel like it's gossip. Not that I say it is. I'm like, hey, I wonder if that is. Like, hey, what do you mean? So then we process that as a group. It's a learning opportunity. No put downs. I mean, I can talk smack and sarcasm with anybody. And we have to be really careful of that humor piece. And then again, what's said here in our meeting needs to stay here. We're not promising confidence, and we never want to do that because you don't know what's going to be shared. But this is our place to come together. And so we want us to be able to know that. And we want to keep our commitments to the group as to coming to this group. There's relationship things. There's things in relationships that happen every week. And so we build on that. So if you have a reason you can't come, then make sure you let us know so we can be able to pray for you. Again, I set up the times of way here. We typically, or when we're online, we don't have as much mingle. I actually go on early when I'm online now so I can meet with people. But then we're also, when we're meeting in person, that first 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes is a time to gather and to connect up. And we typically, where our meeting starts at 7, but I get going really at 7:30 has been the normal when we were meeting in person. So again, praying for one another is a key piece. We'll talk about that next week. You never want to make someone pray. But then again, just asking everybody, hey, you guys with me on this? This is, here's just how we want to, and get everybody to engage and agree on that. It's one of those key pieces there. And again, we've got some great service opportunities that we'll be talking about in the weeks to come. And help you set up for that. Dessert, well, that's different than normal. And again, abide by the guidelines that we've been given. So that's a wrap up. And then leaders, I would, if your group's been together for a while, you can have a prayer time at that point. If you've got new people, then I would just have one person, maybe your host, close in prayer, someone other than yourself. So it's not like just looking like you are the only person that can lead or influence. And close your time in prayer. And then have a mingle time after. And again, if you're online, I encourage you to stay online. Let your group know, hey, I'm going to be online for a while after. There's been rich mingle times after groups have met online. And sometimes even going up more because it's like everybody's gone. Well, leaders, I want to thank you again for stepping up. And let me pray for you as we launch another quarter. And please never think that your meeting time is meaningless. The enemy, that's an enemy's thoughts. We are to gather together to encourage one another, to stimulate one another towards love and good deeds, as Hebrews 10:24 and 10:25 says. And that's what you're doing every week. So let me pray for you. Father God, I thank you again for these men and women that are leading thousands of people here in North County to gather together, to see who you are, to know how to relate to each other, to deal with life's issues, whether it's their job, their marriage, their relationships, their friends, their crisis, their successes, whatever it is, God. But we gather together because we want you to be at the middle of what we're doing, that you can be our focus, that we filter our life through what does it mean to make you the Lord of our life, our King, our priest, our person that we come beside, that you walk with us. So God, give these leaders insight, wisdom, calmness, energy, timing, all that goes with it as they come alongside their people and encourage them. God, we thank you for your love and your grace in our life. In your name, amen. Thanks again, leaders. Have a great first meeting.